Hello, you guys, and welcome to my podcast, Cry to Christ. I am the host, Nana Kless, and this is my first episode, so let's clap it up. You guys, so I've decided to basically make a podcast, and I have been preparing and praying on it for months now. I've been preparing it and praying on it since February, so that makes it almost nine months, and God has really been working in me and helping me to stay obedient to Him and follow Him and basically, you know, give Him time to plan how it is going to happen with this podcast. Y'all, if you follow me on my personal socials, you know that I'm a huge Christian. And like, when I say huge Christian, I mean like Bible verses, devotionals. I encourage people to read the word and all that. So I was like, you know what? Let me actually like use a platform to spread the word. You know, I already spread the word on my personal platforms, but really sit and spread the word to you guys. So that's what we are doing today. I was a little nervous, and that's why I feel like it took 9 months. I didn't want people to, you know, how would I say it? Like, I just feel like I wasn't worthy enough. And I didn't want people to judge me like, oh, you're too young, or you're this, this, and that, or you went from this, this, and that, and now you're doing a Christian podcast. And, you know, I prayed on it and everything. And it's like, you're never too young to spread the word of God. I hope you know that. And don't let anyone tell you that, okay? And literally, God has been speaking to me and been telling me, like, you know, start it and I'll take care of the rest. You know, I was still scared, not even just scared, I was procrastinating. But y'all, I finally got myself to do it. I finally pushed myself to do it. And what actually makes this more crazier is when I went on my Bible app today, there was a verse, and y'all, the verse was 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, and it says, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. And there's so many verses that could go with the situation I was in, but when I read that, I was like, I'm really sitting here basically experiencing the greatness of God, and I'm keeping it to myself when I could be spreading the word and helping others to get from the place that they are that I once was in and experience that greatness, the same greatness, you know? So I started to feel not only guilty, but I was like, that motivated me. I was like, you know what? I'm finna really get into it and help encourage other people. So that's what we are doing today, and that's what this podcast will be for. So if you have clicked on this podcast, just know that you will be considered an OG from now on, because you will be here. You will be here from the beginning. That sounds crazy. I know that sounds crazy, but not only that, y'all, like, I was so nervous because, like, I didn't want to experience hate or, like, people from my city looking like, oh, she wants to be this, she wants to be that, like, famous, da da da. No, like, that was also something that was, like, in the back of my mind, like, oh, what if I do this and it doesn't blow up? But it's, like, my heart is telling me it's for a good reason. You're still spreading the word of God, whether you have one view, 10 views, 100K, whatever. So I feel like as long as I'm doing good, the views doesn't really matter to me, you know. I like spreading the word of God. And if you know me personally, again, like, you know, I like giving advice, talking about God. Like, I will go on for hours, and when people ask me for advice, especially, I go over the top. I can go hours and hours and hours about the goodness of God. And that's what I wanted to use my platform for. You know, if you ever do want to reach out, you can, but if you're maybe too shy or you don't want to explain what you're going through, you can always come on my podcast and have a safe space, you know? And starting this podcast, I was kind of like praying to God, like, what should I do for my first episode or what He has been putting on my heart? And I was like, what better way to start off this podcast than to give you guys my testimony, you know, what I went through, because that is a story to tell, y'all. Let me just say that is a story to tell. And I have went through so bad. Like, I basically, to summarize it up, like I've summarized it on my TikTok, I went from, you know, growing up in a church to losing my way and going into or practicing witchcraft and then finding my way back to God. And I've always been scared to share my testimony because I didn't want people to judge me. Like, I didn't want people to be like, oh, you can't go from doing this to all of a sudden believing in God and Him doing works in you. And that's false. You know, you can go from one place and then God working on you and doing more. You know, so we'll be going through my testimony. Y'all, I wrote it all down because it is a lot, but I think I'm just going to, like, say it off the top of my head. Like, I don't know. I didn't want to keep looking down at the book. So basically, I'm 18. I live in Lakeland. I've lived in Lakeland my whole life. It is in Florida. It's a city in Florida. And growing up, my parents, they are very Christian themselves. So they grew up, they grew me and my other 9 siblings into church. Yes, there's 10 of us. But we all grew up in a church. It was a Haitian church, so they spoke Creole in the sanctuary or the sermons. And we didn't really understand because our parents didn't, like, teach us. You know, they spoke little words in Creole to us, but they didn't really teach us. So we didn't really understand what was being said in church. And then even that, when we would go to the little kids section, you know what little kids do in church. Like, we play games, we talk about God and everything, but we weren't really taught the word of God. Basically just little things based off of it. So even though it was not a lot, or it may have not been a lot, it still helped, you know, set the foundation. But we grew up doing that, and my dad would do little Bible studies with us at home. He would make us watch the Bible series. We would come together not only as a family, but some people from the church would come over and do those Bible studies with us, you know. And I think it was after a few years, the pastor had moved away. So my family and I, well, my mom and dad, because I was still young, they were still trying to find a church for us to go to. We ended up finding an American church. So we did understand what was going on. And they talked to us more, but I still was kind of like split in between. You know, I was split in between the going into the regular sanctuary to the little kids church. And, you know, I was a little kid. Like, I played around. As long as we were playing games, I was there. You know, so I didn't really pay attention a lot, you know. But like I said, I still knew that God was real and everything. My dad made sure to know, like, make us remember that and know that for sure. Like, we were not going to forget that. So up to, I think, the age of 11, we were going to that church. Well, from the age that I was 11, we were going to that church. And it was a very good church, really. There was a little few bad moments, but I didn't let that, like, change my view on God. But we ended up moving because my parents, you know, they had to work. And my dad wanted to be closer to his job. And we had to move. And it was a new start for me. You know, I had to leave my elementary friends behind. I was kind of scared because I was going into middle school. I don't know if it's different for different states, but I was 11, 12, and I basically was going into middle school. And we stayed in that house from when I was in middle school all the way up to my 10th grade year, high school sophomore. So between those years, we didn't go to church because we had moved and we couldn't find one that was really good for all of us. And not even that, we were all growing up and basically finding our own separate paths to go upon. But our dad still made sure, like, to tell us, like, you know, there's God. Pray every night, stay obedient, and we would do so. And it was going good, really, until I had went to a new school. There was a middle school and there was a high school for that school. They were under the same name. But everyone that, basically, you went there from 6th grade year, you were going to see everyone all the way up to high school. Like, everyone, we were all together, you know. It was kind of like childhood friends, but I was new. You know, everybody already had their friends and everybody was making friends. So it was kind of hard for me to find my little group of friends, but I did end up making some friends. And I actually am still friends with one of those girls today. So shout out to you, Serenity. But me and her are very good friends. And I have found a little more friends at the time. But you know what they say, like, when you gain friends, you gain enemies. They weren't really enemies, but how would I say this? Like, because they weren't enemies. They were bullies. I know a lot of people are afraid to say, like, they were bullied, but I was bullied. They made fun of the way my hair was. They made fun of my nose. They made fun of my lips, my complexion, my hair. Like, when I had my hair done, my shoes, what I wore, and, like, every single thing, people would find something to say, basically. They would find something to say about me, and it kind of grew, like, a type of hatred in my heart, not towards the people that went to school with me, but towards myself. So I started to get insecure and distance myself from people, and I started to feel like, since these people think this about me, and these people don't like me, that other people don't, you know, that other people see me for, like, see me for the I feel like other people see me for the insecurities that those people were pointing out, like, are those flaws that people were pointing out. So I would try to distance myself. I didn't really put myself out there to try to make more friends or talk to more people, you know. And as the years went on, from my sixth grade year up, like, it continued. I didn't talk to any of my family about it, really, because I didn't want them to really judge me either. And I was like, you know what, if they think that about me at school, then my family probably thinks the same. Not even that, I remember when I did go up to my mom and I was like, I feel like I'm not pretty, or I feel like I'm not this. She used to be like, you're beautiful. But I, like, in the back of my head, I'm like, you're just saying that because I'm your daughter, you know. And that's why I really kept it to myself, really. It did get really hard, because I know a lot of people, you know, if you can relate, you know, when you're young and you try to talk to somebody, and or you just have a lot of stress on you, and then someone goes, there's just that one ignorant person that goes, you're too young, you can't go through this, like, please, like, I just, y'all don't understand how many people are saying that to me. Not just people, my guidance counselors, because I used to go to them to talk to them about it. Because that's when I started getting suicidal thoughts. And they used to just be like, oh, you're too young. And yeah, I was too young to be having those thoughts. But that doesn't make it impossible to have those thoughts, you know. They were saying it as a, you're too young. Why are you can't. No, it wasn't even, you're too young. Why are you suicidal? It was, you're too young. You can't be suicidal. That's how it was. So it wasn't really helping, and that's when I really kept it more to myself. I started to feel more hurt, and I found a coping mechanism. I started to harm myself. It is still hard to talk about, and just thinking about it, it hurts. Because, like, I can't imagine I have siblings that are the same age that I was at the time, and I just can't imagine them, like, thinking that, or not imagining them thinking that. Like, it would hurt for me to know that they're thinking that same way, you know. I was like 13 having those thoughts, and it's like, that's a young age. And yes, I know I'm still young, but it's like, at that age, like, that is young. So I didn't really want to talk to anybody about it, really. I was going through that for a while, and I remember I wrote a note to my parents, not to my parents, but to myself, and my parents found it. They basically saw in the note about me writing everything that I was going through, and basically me saying that I wanted to kill myself. And they came to me and they talked to me, and they were like, why do you feel this way? Like, you never talked to us about it. And I was like, because, like, y'all won't understand. And I was saying all the little things, you know. I was actually crying. And when that's the first time I really had a heart-to-heart time with my parents. Because, you know, when you're teenagers, like, we tend to keep stuff to ourselves. And we don't want to talk to anybody about it, really. And a lot of people are like, oh, if you're going through this, why do people keep it to themselves? Like, talk to your parents or talk to this. But it's not easy. So me writing that note was a cry to help, but to myself, you know. And when my parents found it, I was kind of glad, but I also was kind of sad, because, like, they had more eyes on me now. And it kind of hurt seeing the way that they were hurt about me saying I wanted to kill myself. So from then on, like, that kind of changed. That stopped me from self-harming at the time. Because I was like, I don't want to hurt myself because I know it hurts my parents. And I was still going through everything I was going through with me getting bullied in school. And it was so bad. Like, I know people say, like, oh, you're saying you get bullied in school because you got made fun of. But no, like, it was an everyday thing. And I had to see these people for 5 years. 5 years. So imagine when you're 11 years old, you have people talking about your smile, your this, that, and all that, all the way up for those 5 years. That messes with you mentally, like, physically, because it messed with me physically and emotionally, like, everything. It just messes with you. And that lasted up all the way until my 10th grade year. But in between 8th grade year, it was 2020. I was in 8th grade. And that's when quarantine hit. Y'all don't understand how happy I was for quarantine to hit. Like, I was like, we gotta stay inside. I don't gotta see these people no more. Like, there's nothing better to ask for. That's what basically I was. And throughout all that time, like, I wasn't really living for God. Like, I paid no mind to God. Now, if somebody was to say, like, do you believe in God? I'd be like, yeah, I believe in God. Every other day, like, it was just blank. Like, did not speak, did not pray. Like, I was so distant. And that also started to distance me. Like, the bullying and everything started to distance me even more. Because it was like, why would I go on my knees and pray and wake up the next day and still get bullied? Like, that was my mindset at the time. So when quarantine hit, I was like, I don't gotta see these people anymore. Like, what better thing to ask for? So I was inside, and I did get to spend more time with my family. So I feel like that time gave us a lot of time to get closer and actually talk about school and things that affect us deeply. And I grew a really close bond. Like, my whole family and I, and my cousins and everything, we already had a close bond, but that helped me to grow an even closer bond. We had our ups and downs, but we still managed to push them to the side, and we still have so much love for each other. But besides me having more time with my family, that's when TikTok was at its prime. And I would be on TikTok 24/7. Y'all don't understand. Like, I used to post on TikTok all the time. Watch so many TikToks. I wake up in the morning, I used to watch TikTok before I go to bed, watch TikTok, stay up till 3 a.m. So TikTok played a really big part in, like, my testimony, because through TikTok, I actually found out about witchcraft. And it started when people were coming up on my For You page, and it was like, oh, by this time and this day, you'll get this, this, and that if you claim. And I used to be in the comments like, oh, I claim. No. Like, I claim this, this, and that. Like, and people were saying in the comments, like, it worked. They're like, oh my gosh, it worked for me. Da da da. Or my boyfriend texted me. Da da da. Or my ex texted me. Da da da. So I was like, hold on. If y'all, all we have to do is claim what we want in life and get it. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. But it was me seeing in the comments, like, evil eyes and people saying that they're praying to crystals and stuff. And at first, like, I was just, you know, under comments saying, I claim this, I claim that. And then I started writing down my manifestations and saying, like, I want this, this, and that. And this, this, and that. You know, I was writing everything because it's like, I'm getting bullied. At the time, I'm like, I thought I was ugly because everybody was saying this, this, and that about me. So if I could write down in the journal what I want and get it, I'm going to do it. Like, that was my mindset at the time. So that's what I was doing. And not only just me, but the people that I also knew. I don't want to name drop, but some people that I knew were also into that stuff too. So it's like, you know, we all a team. Like, let's do this, let's do that. It started to get worse when I started writing notes to Mother Universe. And I was like, Mother Universe, thank you for this and thank you for that. And, like, basically everything that, like, I pray to God about now, I will pray to Mother Universe about. And that's when I started to make spell jars. Like, I used to go on Pinterest and TikTok and say how to make spell jars. I would used to make spell jars, moon water, make little circles with crystals. Like, Y'all, it was so... Ooh, sorry. Ooh. Thank you if you blessed me. But sorry. I used to go like above and beyond. For like, I started getting so much into it that I started calling myself a baby Wicca. Y'all don't understand like how embarrassing that is to say now. Like, I don't know. Like, I started calling myself a baby Wicca. And if you don't know what that is, a Wicca is basically a baby witch. Yeah, I started calling myself that. And I gave myself the nickname Star. Like, I was really just so much tapped into it. And then by the time quarantine ended and I got to school and I was around those people who also had the same interest, it was even more like, yeah, we're a team. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's go here and buy crystals. Like, I would go to the mall and buy crystals every chance that I could. Like, if I had the littlest money, I would go to that little crystal little shop or a little, what do they call those little shops in the middle of malls? Those little stations, and buy myself a crystal. Every chance that I get, I would go online and everything, like, spend so much money on that. And I started buying books on how to do certain things and books on how to do certain spells. And like, I was just so tapped into it. Like, y'all, like, talking about it is just, and you couldn't even tell by what I was physically doing. You couldn't even tell, like, by what I was doing, but you could tell physically, like, my appearance. Like, if you go on my YouTube video, I'm going to post this on YouTube, but I'm going to try to put a picture here. If you see the way that I looked, like, you could just tell. I had, like, the crystal, the evil eye, the dark makeup. There's nothing wrong with dark makeup because I still do my little black liner and my eyeliner. But, like, I had heavy eyeliner, heavy lip liner, black little dots I put on my face, and I would wear green contacts to make myself look more intimidating. Like, y'all, ooh, just, if I could go back in time and just slap myself, like, girl, what is you doing? Not even just slap myself, because like, what I was into, because, you know, it had to have happened for me to get here, but just slap myself because the way I was looking, y'all don't even understand. Like, I had actually blew up on TikTok for the way I was doing my makeup, but not in a good way. It was a bad way. I blew up on TikTok with people in my comments saying, girl, why your makeup looking like that? Literally, I had like the white huge line right here and would wear, like, put a little heart here. And I did that too, like, for a while, even after turning my life. But it just, like, I made my makeup so sharp to make myself look more intimidating. And you could just tell, like, the dark energy that I had within me at the time. So, like, people were in my comments calling me out. And yes, the TikTok is taken down. I thought about keeping it up just so people can, like, go through my page if they wanted to, you know, to see my testimony if they wanted to, how I was in the past. But y'all, I don't know. I couldn't. Mm-mm. Like, it was just so embarrassing. It was so embarrassing. I just might keep it back up just so you guys can get that chance to see how it was in the past and basically go along my journey. I don't know. I'm gonna have to pray on that, because it was so tough, y'all. Like, but I blew up on TikTok because of that, and I just kept doing it. You know, some people were, I even had little comments, even though I was like into that, I had the little comments where people were like, gee, pray, don't forget to pray, or Jesus is always here for you. Da-da-da. I used to ignore them comments. Like, I used to feel some type of way. Like, it was just so bad, y'all. Like, but I used to do that. People at school used to call me Emo Nadria. Not even people. This one boy used to sit there and call me Emo Nadria every single time I walked past him. Like, are you serious? Like, I get that. I may have done my makeup dark, but like, calling me Emo Nadria is actually crazy. Like, I used to just sit there like, okay, and take it all in. You know, it was something new every day that they were talking to me about. Like, talking about me, to me, about, you know. But I was more into it. And at the time, you know, even though I was writing little manifestations and claiming my life in a journal, my life was still so, like, bad. So bad. I was going through a lot. I started to get, like, cling myself onto addictions. I used to smoke and I used to drink. I was around people who also did it too. And when they told me how, like, it helped them, I was like, you know what, maybe it could help me. Not even that, like, let me just do it. So, not even just, like, because it's bad to do, like, my body just couldn't do it. My body and my mind. Like, when I was doing it at the time, like, I still did it just to do it. But every single time I did it, my mind would tell me, like, this isn't right, this isn't right, this isn't right. Even when I wasn't close to God, like, I was still into that witchcraft stuff. But my mind was like, this isn't right, this isn't right, this isn't right. Not only that, baby, I have asthma. I wasn't even supposed to be doing that in the first place. So it wasn't even, like, because, like, it's bad to do, but it's just because my body couldn't do it. But I still was doing it. Anything to damage my body, I was doing it. And while I was smoking and drinking, my parents didn't know any of it. They kind of were getting suspicious about it, but they didn't know. They still ain't know to this day, y'all. So if they see this, this is gonna be embarrassing, y'all. But I used to smoke, I used to drink. And when I hit the 10th grade, after all, like, the bullying and the effects that I was going through since middle school, I felt like I couldn't be loved. So any person that was giving me some type of attention was getting my attention right back, my all, you know. And I didn't know at the time that these people that I was trying to talk to was doing it for jokes and laughs and giggles. Like, whole time it was a setup. And I was actually falling in love. So I started to really fall into what they were telling me. Like, if you, oh, you have to do this for me to like you, or you have to do that for me to like you. Or I was even telling myself that I have to give myself up for somebody to love me back and to really love me, you know, and basically feel like I was lovable, because God knows that my mind, what I thought, like, maybe I thought I could never find love ever, like, so bad. So I basically ended up giving myself away to this boy. My friend had put me on with him at the time. But I told her that I liked him. He wasn't going for it. Like, he wasn't looking for no relationship. But, you know, I didn't know that. So, we were hanging out, and basically, I can't say at that time I didn't want to, because I didn't speak up, but I really didn't want to do that, but I felt like I had to, so he could like me. And after doing that, just to find out that he never wanted a relationship, like, it hurt me so bad. And that's what I basically continued doing from that day on. Like, I kind of was closing myself off, but at the same time, I was like, maybe this boy will like me if I give him this, or this boy will like me if I give him that. So I started, that's when I started to fall into that sexual sin, and it is a young age. A lot of people are gonna bash me about it after hearing this, but it's like, it's the truth, and this is my testimony, so you could judge me all you want, but this is the past. But yeah, I fell into sexual sin at a very young age. It got really bad, because ever since, like, that happened, and then me going on and thinking that if I did it with anyone else, like, they would love me too, I started to watch porn. And it really got me, it was just sin on top of sin. Like, I was smoking, drinking, I wanted love, so I started giving myself away and sexually sinning. And watching porn, like, it was just on top, on top, on top, on top. And at a young age too, like, I keep saying that, but now looking back at it, it was so young. Like, I was 15 doing all of that. And it's so hard to talk about, really. Like, I don't want people judging me, but at the same time, it's like, if you judge me, you can judge me, but God, he knows. But that had happened. It was sinning a lot, and there's a very traumatic experience I've had. Like I said, I was just trying to do anything I could to find love from someone. So there was a time that me and my friend, we were at school. And before I even speak on the situation, it does involve sexual assault. Like, just a warning before I really get into it. I should have really gave a warning before. Oh my gosh, I feel so sorry, y'all. I should have given a warning before, like, about the suicide, self-harm, and sexual assault and bullying. But I'll make sure to put that all the way in the beginning, like a little pop-up or in the message. But it was a traumatic experience where me and my friend, I didn't speak to anyone about the situation to this day, except my ex-best friend. And it's still hard to talk about to this day. Like, I'm still healing. It takes, a lot of people may think that it's, like, it shouldn't take that long to heal from it, but I'm still healing. So bear with me. When I tell you this, don't try to text me and be like, you didn't tell me this or you didn't tell me that. Like, it's even hard for me to talk about, you know. But basically, I was with my friend. It was near the end of my 10th grade year. And me and her, we were skipping school. We weren't supposed to be skipping school. But, you know, she was like, you want to do this, this, and that? And I was all for it. So, no, it wasn't on her. Like, I was all for it. Like, I already had it in the back of my head. Like, we could go ahead and leave, like, skip school. So it was supposed to be her boyfriend, and me. We got in the car, and I see a boy that I didn't necessarily have a problem with, but me and him had a past. Like, we tried talking, didn't work, got in an argument over someone else's relationship, him calling me a homewrecker, and a whole bunch of other stuff. But he was there, and I was kind of like, why is he here? Like, I don't want him to be here. Like, but that was her boyfriend's friend. So I was like, you know what? I can't really. She probably didn't know herself. So we were going to her boyfriend's house. We went, and we were smoking. So I was not in my right mind. When I used to smoke, like, I used to go crazy, y'all. Like, my friend could tell you, like, she's seen me change throughout the years, but at the time, like, I used to go crazy. Like, when I say that, like, I used to say random things. She used to have to go lay me down or calm me down. Like, I would, like, start acting weird and all this other stuff. And that's how I basically was. I was smoking with them, but I was trying to keep my cool while they're beside me. So she goes, we get to the house, and she goes, you know, you can go lay down. Like, his little sister has a room. And I'm like, okay. So I go to lay down, and I was in there by myself. It was her and her boyfriend in his room, me, and I don't know where the other dude was at the time. But as I'm sleeping, I'm getting up, falling back asleep, getting up, falling back asleep, but I'm still, like, not sober, you know? Like, I could tell, because, like I said, I used to go crazy and be dizzy. And I was going in and out of sleep, and I would tell her, like, can you give me this to eat, or can you give me that? Like, she was catering to me. She was helping me, like, anything that I needed. But the dude comes in the room, and he's like, hey, can I come lay down? I'm like, you can lay down on the couch. Don't come on the bed with me. Like, I don't want to lay next to you. He goes, okay. He's laying on the couch. And after a few moments, my friend, she went back to her boyfriend's room, and I don't know what, like, everything's still kind of a blur, but I remember certain things specifically. She goes, or he was like, I'm going to lay on the bed. I was like, okay, like, you can lay down, but turn the other way. I'm going to turn this way. And y'all, I'm talking about, it was like not even a twin size bed. You know how there's extra large twin size beds? That had to be an extra small twin size bed, because, or he was just a big person. I don't know. But I was turning this way, and he was laying this way. And it was going good. You know, like, I wasn't getting touched. I wasn't getting bothered. And, you know, I was going to sleep. And I started feeling someone touching me. And while the little, like, things leading up to, like, the whole thing was happening, like, in my mind, I was saying, like, say no. Say no. But I didn't want to make him angry. Like I said, like, I don't know. It's so hard to explain the way I was feeling, because some people are going to be like, so you didn't say no. But it's like, I was saying, or I was humming like, but, you know, he kept going, and that's that. That's really what I remember. I was getting touched, and I was saying, it kept getting worse from what I can remember, but that kind of was it. I think it only lasted a few minutes before we had to end up leaving because we had to go back to school anyways. So my friend came and she's like, hey, I don't know if she saw, or I don't remember how we got from me getting touched to us going back to school, but you know, I did what I had to do. I gathered my things, put on what I had to put on, and we went in the car. We were on our way to school, and I kind of kept quiet the rest of the time. Like, from then on to now, like, I didn't talk to anyone about that. But again, like I said, my friend. So it was hard. It was really hard, and keeping it in day by day, just thinking that was hurting and hurting and hurting and hurting. Like, I was like, I went from wanting to do something for somebody to love me to somebody having to try and take that away from me and not even love me, you know, like I knew they were using me. It was hard. And again, I was still young. I think at this time I was 15. I had just turned 16 because it was around like the end of the school year. And kept that to myself. The next day, my friend had actually came up to me while we were walking together, and she actually tells me like, hey, he told me that he was trying to do this and that, or he did this and that, but you were like, and it kind of made me feel some type of way, because I'm like, so he knows that I was saying but it still goes on to go to her and his other friends possibly, and find it as a joke, or find it as like, I'm lame because I didn't give you something that you wanted, or willingly give you something that you wanted. Like, I don't know. So going home, like, I just kept crying about it and crying about it. And there was one day where it all just was too much, and people were thinking that me and him were doing this and that, could like, I willingly wanted to do this and that with him, and it started taking a toll on me, and I started really crying. And I came home, and I had the chance to tell my mom, but I didn't. She had asked me what happened, and I had told her that people were accusing me of sleeping with someone. Like, I had to cover up a story, but I didn't want to tell her that I was getting touched, because not only did I want her to think that she was doing a bad job as a mother, but I didn't want her to find out that I was skipping school. Huh, let me fix this mic, y'all. But I did not only want to, like, hurt her, but I also didn't want to hurt myself. Like, if she knew I was skipping school, just, I kept that to myself, not only because of what happened, but because I was skipping school. So I blamed myself from when I was 16 all the way up until recently. Not even recently, when I had got baptized, because it was just so much on me, y'all. Like, I kept blaming myself, like, oh, if I didn't skip school that day, then this wouldn't have happened to me. And if I just said the words N-O, like, if I said the letters N-O, just no, then instead of saying or being scared to hurt him, then maybe this wouldn't have happened. And that hurts to think about, because it's like, I really blame myself for something that I didn't even want to happen. Like, I don't know. It hurt. My mom was sitting there crying with me too, so that hurt me even more, because it's like, her seeing me hurt, and for not even something that's as bad as that. Like, I told her that people were accusing me of sleeping with someone, but whole time that actually had like a whole different thing happened. So just seeing her hurt from that was like, okay, I really can't tell her this now, because it's gonna hurt her even more, make her think that she's doing a bad job. And that changed me completely. And since it was at the end of the school year, you know, I started getting into more smoking and everything. And that was my coping mechanism. Like I said, I was still into that witchcraft. So I was writing down in my notes, like, this is not, like, why did this happen to me? And da da da. And it hit up to a point where I was like, you know what? My life is so bad, even though I'm doing these manifestations and stuff. And, like, I remember my mom, when I was actually talking to her after it happened, she was like, I think you need to pray. And I think you really just need to, it's okay. God is going to do this, this, and that. Not even only that, like, I was sharing a room with my sister, who's 2 years above me. And she also, like, not even after this or during this situation had happened, but even before that, like, when I was doing witchcraft and she saw my little spell jars and everything, like, she was like, I feel like you should give Christianity a chance, like, try. And I'm like, girl, I'm not trying that. Like, I'm good where I'm at. Like, that's what I was saying at the time. But she didn't force me in a forceful way. It was more of like a, give it a try. I feel like it'd help you, you know. And I wasn't going for it at the time, but that, and then my mom telling me that, and like my life already being so bad even while I was doing those manifestations and claiming my life, like, I was like, you know what, maybe I should, like, I remember I prayed to God this time, not the crystals or Mother Universe. I had actually prayed, and I didn't know how to pray, you know. I was just like, God, my life is so bad right now, like, if you could help me, please help. Like, if it weren't those exact words, it was something similar. So I had prayed, and school was still bad, but, you know, we had a little bit of time to go. School, you know, almost over. And I remember waking up, and this one morning, my sister was playing this song, like, Still Rolling Stones by Lauren, I think her last name is Diago. I'm sorry if I said that wrong. But she was playing that. And my sister always played that song. Like, I remember it. Because I liked that song. I was missing with it at the time. So it was playing that one morning. And I just started bawling my eyes out, y'all. Like, bawling. And I was just thinking about everything that I was going through. Everything that had happened. And it all just sunk in. And I just sit there. And especially after me doing my prayer, I woke up the next morning, I already felt it on my heart. Like, something was telling me, like, just give it all up. At the time, you know, I was like, to who? Because Mother Universe ain't do nothing. Like, that's what I was thinking. But I gave it up. And I had talked to my sister, and I was like, I was crying too, like, bawling my eyes. It was my sister, and then my, not the one above her, but the one above her. You know, I have too many siblings, but not the one above my older sister that's above me, but the one that's above her. So it was them two. And I was like, I don't know, I just want to throw away all my books and all my crystals and give it all up. Like, I really want to seek God. Like, it hurts. And I just know deep down, my sister that was sharing a room with me was just like, yes, God, yes. Because my sister used to be heavy on, like, the, you should really try reading your Bible, and I feel like this isn't good for you to be doing this, this, and that, and wishing bad on people. Because, like, I used to write down, like, somebody bullied me, I used to be like, curse them, like, it used to be so bad. So my sister was, you know, like, telling me I should try to, like, change that and everything. And so I knew when I was telling her, she was just proud, you know. But I had talked to them, I told them, and they told me, not just a yes or a yes, see God, they told me, like, do what feels right to you. I was like, you see, one, they gave me good advice. Like, they actually helped me to get to this point. And two, like, they didn't force me. Like, they actually said, do what feels right to you. So I was like, bet. I had threw everything away. Well, not everything. I had kept a book because I didn't want to throw everything away immediately. You know, my mindset was, I'm going to give it a try. And if it don't work, I'm coming right back. That's what my mindset was at the time. So I had kept one of my little witchcraft books to the side. And I had threw everything else away. Crystals, anything. I threw basically any jewelry that had, like, crystals or the evil eye or all that. I threw it away. Kept the book. And that's when I really started praying more. I wouldn't say I was very much, like, reading it. And this was 2022. 2022. I was really, I started reading the verse of the day every day. I wasn't reading the Bible like that because I didn't understand anything from it. I know people say that now, but it's like now when I pray and ask God for to help me understand his word and what he's trying to say to me and get the right translation, I understand. But at the time, like, I'm talking about, I was downloading every single translation, the ERV, the NLT, the ESV, and I did not understand anything. So I was like, you know, I'm just read the verse of the day, post it, and act like I know what I'm talking about. And just, yeah, that was me back then. But I started doing that, you know, it's still a step. I was praying. So my dad, really growing us up in the church, set the foundation for that. You know, I was praying and I started really talking to my friends about it and everything. But before I even got the chance to talk about it even more, we had moved. This was beginning of August of 2022. My family and I had moved and it was like a new start. You know, I was praying, asking God to help me get out of like the situations that I was in and help me to heal. And he moved my family and I to a new house, not too far, but a little farther away, that got me to go to a new school, start over, fresh start, you know. So that really helped. You know, I really needed that. So distanced myself, did everything I could. Like, it started even making people question. Like, I remember my friend told me, she was like, everybody from our school, like my old school there, like, oh, when did she turn so holy? When did she do this? Like, she told me that people were saying that. And it's like, I needed that fresh start. And not even that, during the summer. It was really good to get that. So I could really just change my whole appearance. Not for a bad, like for a bad reason. I told you guys how I looked back then. So to change my whole appearance was refreshing. Because it's like, okay, people won't see me as the girl who was emo and depressed and had dark energy. Like, they could see me for who I was going to impersonate now, which was a child of God. Yeah. That's what they were gonna see. So I changed everything up, mindset. And when we moved into that new house, that's when I threw away my book. Like, I was like, you know, this is a new start. My sisters were all telling me, like, this is God. Like, God helped us find this house. Like, we needed somewhere to go. So I threw my books away. I was like, you know what? I'm not even gonna look back. Moved there. And I didn't make friends. I didn't. Like, I'm gonna say that now. Like, I didn't. I got along with people very easily. And I feel like that's because, like, the way, I'm not gonna say like because my style, but like the way I was dressing, I feel like it's the way I dress it, dressed, because our girls would be like, I like your this, and I'd be like, thank you, and then where'd you get it from? And that's how my conversations would start, you know. So it was more of an outer appearance that made people approach me, you know. And it made me realize, like, dang, like, it probably really was the way I was dressing that made people want to stay away from me. And I thought that people just hated me. The self-sabotage was real. But I had went to a new school. I didn't make a lot of friends. People did talk to me, but I didn't really have my circle of friends. I did end up making a friend, Chloe. But me and her became friends, I think January, like right before Christmas break. We had became friends. I was hanging out with her. And she is very close to God now. I don't know how we were in the past, if I ever mentioned God, but people knew, like, from my TikTok, because I was posting the Bible verses now and everything. So they knew from my TikTok that I was Christian, or like I was trying to find my way to God. So I think that's why some people from school, like, kind of knew that I was into that, or not even into that I was Christian. And that's how some of them would approach me. But I don't remember how me and her, if we ever talked about God or anything at that time, but we met each other, we became friends. We had our up and downs, but, you know, having her around has really helped me, because she's a really good friend. Very good friend. Like, and anytime we've had, I say we had our goods and our bads, but our bads weren't bad. Like, we just went from not talking to talking again, and we had our little situations going on, but she's really helped me. Like, when I was feeling down, she would, like, ask to hang out. Like, she was really a safe space for me. I did still go through a lot at that new school. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I don't know if I should. Nah, you're not finna do. But I had my little situations, you know. I was messing with this boy, And I made a group of friends. We ended up having, you know, we all went through stuff at a young age. Growing up, we met each other. Trauma bond? Yeah, we kind of trauma bonded. And we kind of like reflected that hurt onto each other. Like, I wasn't fully healed. They definitely weren't healed. So we were kind of like throwing that at each other. And it was me and my ex and my ex-best friend and her boyfriend. Like, we all were a little group. And it was just so, like, I don't know, tearing down. She was into God too at the time, I think. Or ended up changing her life because we did get baptized together. But with him, my ex, it was kind of hard. Not even kind of, like, it was hard. Like, it started making me feel more insecure, tearing me down. The manipulating, the gaslighting, everything in that relationship, like, it felt like I was going back, like, to my past. And I hate that. Like, let me not say that. I strongly dislike that. Because everybody knows nowadays, like, whenever I'm talking to somebody about something I'm going through, I always say, like, I hate when something reminds me of my past. Like, I don't know, it brings me to something to my past, and it brings me to, and then that brings me to everything that has happened in my past. So he was putting me through that, and, you know, we were on and off. I would leave, I would write in my journal, like, God, thank you for it. You know, I would do my removal prayer, but then I'll take him right back. And this happened for so long. And I kept asking God to show me signs, even though God was showing me signs. But he really showed me a sign when, yeah, and yeah, like, he really ended up showing me a sign, and I had to get out of it. But during our relationship, he did introduce me to the church that I do go to now, my church community. He did introduce me to my church, so I'm very grateful for that. And that's why I can't really regret anything or say I regret anything, because everything happens for a reason. I'm not going to regret the relationship, because if it never happened, I wouldn't have found my way to the church family now and have a even stronger relationship with God. So he introduced me to that. He was like, you know, I see you read your Bible at home and you watch sermons, but I feel like you should go to church. I went to church with him and his mom, and it was really good. First day I walked into that church, I was bawling my eyes, y'all. Like, I haven't been to church in so long, and I was bawling my eyes during the worship. During the service, any little thing he said, like, any little thing the pastor said, like, I was crying. And literally, y'all, I came at the right time, because that same Sunday they were doing life groups, which is when there's little groups and it's led by different people for different topics, but all relating back to God. But not only was it that day to sign up for those groups, but something popped up on the screen and it said baptism. Perfect timing, right? So there was baptisms 2 weeks from that day, and I was like, this is it. Like, I'm already dedicating my life to God, and, you know, I still was going through, like I said, the toxic relationship and everything, but I wanted to make it publicly known. Like, people knew on my social media, but I really wanted to show that, how, like, my pastor says it some type of way. He says, like, it's an outward expression of an inward commitment. Yeah. He said it's an outward expression of inward commitment. So I was like, you know what? I wanna show everybody. Like, I wanna show everybody I believe in God. Like, let's do this. Like, come on. And really make that transformation, because I feel like, not even just feel like baptism, like, don't ever think that, like, if you're not baptized, that you're not truly into that. Like, that's what I thought. I was like, you know what? What, like, me not being baptized, like, it's making me think that, like, I'm really not Christian, you know? Like, I know I was reading my Bible, praying, and got more into it, but I was just like, I don't know, something in me was telling me, like, I needed to get baptized. So, you know, I told my best friend at the time, and then me and her were like, yeah, let's do it. Got baptized, you know, it went really well. We were going to that church together for a while. I still attend the church, and I think she does still too, but we got baptized, and that day, y'all, just changed, like, everything for me, really. Like, it was so nice. Like, I still have, like, a little edit I made of, like, the video of that day, but it was so good. Like, we got to give a little summary of our testimony to the church before getting baptized. There was a whole bunch of new faces. It wasn't just me and my best friend at the time. It was more new people. There was even people at the beach that weren't coming to the church event that wanted to get baptized. It was a lot of us. But as I was getting closer to the water, like, something in me, not even, let me not even say something in me, but, like, it's like God was speaking to me and telling me, like, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Like, it's like, after you get baptized, like, all of that will be washed away. The past, the hurt, the manipulating, the being touched, the sinning, the smoking, the drinking, all that will just go away. And after getting baptized, like, y'all, that fire was in me. Like, that Holy Spirit was in me. Like, I, from then on, like, I've been real strong about spreading God's word. Big, like, strong on spreading God's word. Posting about it. Started reading my Bible. Like, it was hard for me in the beginning, and I tried at times, but I started reading my Bible even more. Like, even if I didn't understand it, I would go through it, go online, see what this means, that mean. Like, it was really good. Really good how that day had affected me for good. Yes, from then on, I did have my, like, bad moments still, good moments. But once you get baptized and find your way towards God, like, it doesn't just automatically, like, you will never sin again. You will never do this. Like, you will never go through this again. You won't go through bad. Everything's good. Like, that's not how it is. The path is not going to be easy. But after that, like, I was willing to face anything. I'm like, you know what? I just got baptized. Like he said, outward expression of an inward commitment. I'm like, everybody knows this now. So anything that comes to me that is bad shall not prosper. That's what I was saying. Like, I was so strong, and I still am to this day. Like, you know, there was times that I was still distant because I was still dealing with the on and off toxic relationship. But like I said, God has shown me that it wasn't going to work. And he actually showed me that through somebody that I personally know. We were in this Christian group chat together, me and my ex-best friend. And there was this guy that we would talk to about our life problems. He would give us advice. And he basically told me, he was like, take it this way. Are you going to choose him? Like, am I going to choose my ex? Or am I going to choose God? I was like, oh my gosh, like, why would you say that? Like, at the time I was like, ain't no way he said that. But after he said that, we got off the phone. Because he said he had to give me time to think about that after he said that, like, through that. I was like, I started crying. I was like, there's no way, like, that he just said that and, like, left me with that to think about. So I was thinking about that. I was like, there's no way, like, I really love God. Then I was like, if you put that on my, like, if you have to give me the choice to decide, like, and you're putting God on the other end, maybe it's God. Like, my ex is getting dropped. My ex is getting dropped. So, started finding God. You know, it's still hard because, like, I still have those, sometimes have those thoughts, like, will I ever find love? Like, I know God loves me, but will I ever find, like, a partner and everything? You know, I still have my little people doing me wrong and me getting cheated on in a new relationship, and it's getting worse. But God continues to tell me that life will not be easy, but he has me, you know, he has me protected, and he has so much more for me. And I feel like I was just losing my way on some decisions that I made. I was losing my way, and yeah, it had really helped me that I was close to God, because if it was me in the past, like, I would not have made it through some things that I went through. But yeah, it was good. That my last story, just talking about it, like, made me realize how much I've been through and how much I made it through with God. It has helped, really. So yeah, I really hope that encouraged you out there. And even though, like, you may be going through stuff, just know that God is always with you. Like, I still go through stuff to this day, but I still try to remember, like, with God. And really, and at the time, like I said, like, yeah, I was going through stuff, but I was making the wrong decisions. Now, I'm, like, staying obedient and really, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to say, I had got baptized a year ago, over a year ago. I was baptized June 25th, 2023. It's September 21st, 2024, so it's been a year. So, but it's been 2 years since I was seeking God. I was in seeking God for 1 year, got baptized, and it's been a year since then. And I've been really obedient and really letting God work through me. Sacrificing my life, and it has been hard. It's not easy. I had to sacrifice many things for God to give God that space to work in my life. But it has been really good now, even though, you know, some things happen. God is always here. So I'm now still in my church family. I serve for a church. I serve for my church. Go to my life groups. And God has been putting on my heart to spread his word and use my platform. You know, if you know me, I'm a content creator. And I was always praying to God, like, help me to find a way to spread your word and let my audience know that, like, I believe in you. Not only that, it could be a way for somebody to turn their life to Christ. You never know. So I feel like this is really going to do its big one. Like, really. So I really hope that I encourage anybody, not even just to continue on their path with God, but to remember that even though they may be going through something, that God will always be there for them. And even if you aren't willing to find God at the moment, like, he's waiting. Because he waited for me. Like, just thinking about it, it's like, he really waited for, like, I don't blame anything I went through on God. That's one thing I don't like, or I just don't like saying, or I would never say, like, I went through this and that because God made me go. No, like, I had to have that experience to get to where I am now. So having that experience was very great. So, yeah. And maybe you're going through the same thing, but just know again that God is always with you. He's waiting with open arms, always. So if you are going through something and at the moment you're like, I don't believe in God, he's not going to do this for me, or he can't get me out of this, it's okay. He's always waiting with open arms, because he was waiting for me with open arms. Because even though people are giving me the comments and telling me that he's here for me and all that, you know, I pushed it away, but it got to a point where it was like, you just can't push it away. Like, you're going to start to feel it. So really give it a chance, you know. And I really hope, again, that this really motivates anybody. And if you need someone to talk to, like, I know it's hard to talk to people, because it was hard for me to talk to people while I was going through what I went through. But I'm here. There's someone out there that I know has the same story as me, or is going through something that I was currently, like, I was going through it at that time in my life. So I'm here. If you always need anyone to talk to, you can reach out to me on any of my platforms, personal and podcast platforms. My personal platforms are at Nana Kliss, or my podcast socials are Cry to Christ. So feel free to always reach out to me, and I am answering everybody. I answer everybody, like, even no matter how many views I get or where I will, or where God will take me with this, I will always answer and be here for all of you. And yeah, I just really hope that you all get to experience God's love the same way I have and still am experiencing God's love. Again, I really hope you guys enjoyed. This is the first episode of my podcast, so, you know, subscribe, stay tuned. I will be uploading every Sunday. I'm going to say that now, but I'm not fully sure, because Sunday, you know, that's my resting day, and I don't really want to focus on making sure it's uploaded and everything. Like, I may have to do it the day before, like, but at the moment, that's the schedule, and if anything changes, I will let you guys know. I love you guys, but God loves you more, and again, I'm always here for you guys. I hope you enjoyed. Bye-bye.